Please don't be a murderer. I'm not in the mood to get murdered tonight. I'm really not in the mood to get murdered tonight. Okay. Big girl pants on. I can do this. Hey. Excuse me, you motherfuck. You scared me to death. Come here. Please announce that you are arriving and you are not a murderer. It would be very helpful. I would not be a welcome from my nap on the couch, but fuck, shit. Grab the axe. Oh, of course the axe is outside. You see? You see what you do? Might think about forgiving you. It depends. Did you bring me marshmallows? Then you may enter. Why didn't you tell me you were coming? I thought you were working all weekend. Yay for laziness. Even though laziness isn't really a thing, it's just what capitalism has told us it is. Come. Bring the bag, bring some marshmallows. Come inside. Somebody was having themselves a nice little cute nap with a fire, and then somebody was like, boo, adrenaline, and I was like, fuck. But since it's you, I'll let it slide. Does interest though. You must come here and allow me to encase you in my thighs. Oh. I know, but try to grin and bear it. This is the part where I lay on top of you. The groan of affection. Don't you like it? Shush, and let me groan at you. It is your penance. For spooking the heck and spooks out of me. Well, I might be strong, but I'm also forgetful. My defense against murderers was outside. Because that's where axes belong. Hence the panicking. I have ADHD, don't bully me. You can only bully me when I say so. Right now, I would like to be comforted and snuggled. Squeezed. But I will let you know if I need my bullying quota filled. I'm communicative like that. Mm. when I was napping before you got here. It's rude. You interrupted my beauty sleep, which, if you cannot tell, is very important. No. For the next foreseeable hours, you are a pillow. I'm sorry, you sealed your own fate. Yeah, well, that'll teach you. Trying to do a romantic gesture on me, are you insane? I don't like surprises, I have a nervous system. The nerviest nervous system that ever nerved. I'm just essentially anxiety with muscles. I'm glad that you're here. I just wish you would have told me. I would have packed more condoms. Well, haven't you heard? Safe sex is great sex. I gotta say, you are one comfy pillow. Very soft. You smell good too. Did you really bring marshmallows? I guess somehow, somewhere, deep down inside me, I will just have to find a way to forgive you. No, sorry. We don't have to be sorry. No. You're you and you do romantic stuff, and I really appreciate that. Because you're cute, and you're fluffy, and very, very sweet. And you're stuck with me, who is grouchy and lifts things. I know, I'm sorry. I got you firewood, though. Done that for you. Exactly. Unconventionally romantic, but still cute as hell. Please tell me it's cute. Because behind these muscles, there's vast insecurity. My therapist told me it's best to be honest. Oh, sweet summer child. So much to be insecure about. I won't bore you with the details. Excuse me, I did not sign up to be vulnerable tonight.
No.
I wanted crackle, crackle, sleep, sleep, snuggle, snuggle, and now you're here and you're like feelings, and I'm like, can I not just rub up against you all wholesome and sensual, like? Oh, but I'm really good at that. Yeah, watch. question. Why do you have such a nice neck? Oh, but I like distracting you with foreplay. Don't get physical now. Oh. Sir, do you wish to be dominated? Oh, okay. Group. My cabin, my rules. Yeah, well, cabins are notoriously run by dictators. It's just the way it goes. Come on. Chair. Your legs? Why, what's wrong with your legs? Why? Your legs are not too skinny. No. You, gorgeous person. Are really good as you are. I like your legs a lot. They're my second favorite appendage of yours. Well, your hands, obviously. Insecure about my boobs. Or my lack thereof. Well, when you're a lean, lifting, lumbering machine, there's not a lot of fat on you, so titties aren't really part of the deal. Not that I had big ones before, but no excess fat, so not a lot to work with. Well, you are very sweet, and you may stay here, and please compliment me on my tiny tits some more. That is true. They will never sag. Stupid your insecurities sound once you say them out loud. Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with your legs. And apparently my tits are fantastic, so I guess we should both shut up and kiss. Oh, you're ready to show appreciation right now, huh? Okay, but we have to snuggle after. Come here. Just where do you think you're going? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't want to just walk to the bedroom, do you? No. In this cabin, gentlemen are carried. Hang on. I got you. Okay. And safe. Did you feel like a pretty princess? We aimed a boy. You are gonna.